Let us pray from the words in Psalm 31. Make your face to shine upon your servant, and in your loving kindness, save me. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to the beginning of Holy Week as we celebrate this holy day, Palm Sunday. Jesus enters Jerusalem from the east. He is the fulfillment of the prophecy of Zechariah. Your king will come to you triumphant and victorious, riding on a donkey, colt, small horse. He will restore peace. Jesus, with the tongue of a teacher who puts his faith in God, rides into the city with great crowds and cries of Hosanna. He represents a servant leader, humble and loving, riding on a small donkey. In contrast, Pilate enters Jerusalem from the west, riding on the finest of stallions, surrounded by Roman guards. Pilate, powerful, intimidating, full of worldly authority. He was proud. He was full of earthly glory, and he crushed people who did not obey him. Pilate represented the human power of control, leadership sprinkled with that deadly sin of envy. He was envious. He was threatened by the power of a lowly carpenter's son, Jesus. Jesus, who had gained the love and respect of the people, not by wielding power or fear, but by reaching out in love and compassion, acceptance, and in the love of God. Palm Sunday is the beginning of the holiest of weeks. It is woven in the stark contrast between the world and our human brokenness and the love of God. Jesus was celebrated and lauded with cries of Hosanna, which soon would turn dark. Betrayal, trial, humiliation, excruciating public death on a cross, followed by the resurrection. So in this holiest of weeks, the most important weeks for a Christian to participate in, it is a time to open up our senses to the happenings of this week by participating in evening services and prayer. It is a time for us to be present with Jesus through this walk. Let us be aware today in each part of the Eucharist and how our Sunday tradition of worship reflects the last week of Christ's earthly life. We stood in silence and watched as Jesus suffered. The breaking sound of bones as he was nailed to the cross. Thus, in our Eucharist rubric, the priest holds up the bread and breaks it, silence and holds the broken bread for each of us to recall Jesus' suffering. As he hung on the cross, blood trickled down his face from his head, his hands, his feet, and from his side. The priest places their hand over the cup of wine that's held in the chalice. The sacrifice of the blood of Christ for each of us. In Eucharist, we remember his life, his death, his resurrection, and we await his coming again. Jesus, our incarnate Lord, born of the Virgin Mary, who walked among us as a human, as a man, who loved us as he loved his disciples, we sat at his feet, and we were loved and we were taught by him. And yet, in great fear and in darkness, we betrayed Jesus. We abandoned Jesus only for God to love us even more, to welcome us into the fold. Holy Week, it's a time for us to look at our own darkness. The Holy Scripture is full of long and winding witnesses of God's love for human beings and the distorted decisions that we make and the dire consequences that they bring about. And we create this muckety-muck. We get stuck in our own decisions. Yet God is the light and hope which pierces through the brokenness and pulls us back into his loving arms. A loving creator who with grace and mercy accept us back into his arms with love. So life and the path of Christianity is woven in pain and joy. Suffering and the resurrection, sin and forgiveness. We inherited and live in a fractured world. We follow a humble leader, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who in great wisdom and love filled each one of us with the Holy Spirit. We can feel the breath of the Holy Spirit in every place, every prayer, and every decision that we make. In the midst of God's love, we abandon Jesus, feeling fear and despair. We turned away from Jesus, and we, his disciples, cried, "Crucify him! Crucify him." Holy Week, we witness the beauty of the humble Jesus turning his face to Jerusalem, fulfilling the prophecy. He is anchored in the love of his Father God, and with God's steadfast love, standing beside him, Jesus faced those who tormented and persecuted him. And when evil and fear consumed his friends and followers, Jesus glorified God with his steadfast love for his enemies and those who scorned him. Lent has been a season of 40 days in preparation as we turn to Easter. Many of us see it as a time of giving up something, Diet Coke, chocolate, and then as soon as Easter comes, we take back that. But Lent was really designed for us to be in quiet prayer and study and meditation, reflection, a time to be transformed more deeply and to receive the love of Christ in our hearts. A time to learn at the foot of Jesus and to beware of our own fragility and brokenness. It's a complex world. We're complex people. And a time to know this power of love and light in a season of despair and brokenness. That's Lent. Holy Week is a time for even deeper prayer and deeper reflection. It's a time to realize the deep grief and sadness of the evil and sin that abounds in each one of us. The darkness of our soul that betrayed Christ. We defiled and we taunted Christ. We cried out, Barabbas, free Barabbas, not Jesus. And it is in sadness that we realize the brokenness in ourselves. Participating in Holy Week is an important part of our tradition. It's a time to release our own brokenness and place it at the foot of the cross. It is time to walk through the valley of death together. And in doing so, it is the only way that we will know the true joy of Easter Sunday and the resurrection. This week will give you an experience of the light breaking through the darkness, the cracking open of the tomb, the joy of the resurrection. And as we receive holy food and drink of a new and unending life of Christ, we are called to serve our God in unity, constancy, and peace. We take up the cross, an instrument of torture, which is transformed into a symbol of love. We follow Jesus. We are the disciples of Christ. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Amen.